these things.
Yeah, so Jess, I'm one thing I am a bit confused about chronologically is whether you were staying with Auntie Joan before you lived in Toowoomba,
yes.
Or was that okay, and then that happened, and then you moved out back with your mother, moved to Toowoomba while Basil was still working with the army, and then he moved back with you, and you were in this housing commission house
in Toowoomba.
Yeah, and this is where the garden was.
Yes.
Tell me about the gardening.
Oh, she just had a way with gardening. She ran out of garden in the block and she started gardening the
footpath.
And when Dad came home, he gardened the backyard and we put a chook yard in and had our own eggs. And
did you ever help out?
Oh, yes, yes. You got rid of the weeds. Yes, and I like gardening too. We were a gardening family.
Was she interested in botany at all? In the plant side of it?
No. Pharmacy was her.
Yeah.
Was her interest, and she did a lot. She used to buy for country women that couldn't get to the shops.
Oh.
She used to have this. They'd write to her or ring. No, they didn't ring in those days. They'd write to her and give her a shopping list, and she'd buy it and post it out to them.
Of pharmacy items or just
everything.
Groceries? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Country
Women's Association.
Oh, no, that was somebody's proper.
Yeah.
But she always had something on the go or some idea or to help people and make a little bit of money.
Yeah.
You know? She was great.
Was she an energetic person?
Mm.
Yeah.
And a great gardener. We had a lovely garden.
Do you
Dad
remember?
Had a great vegetable garden at the back, and she sold what we didn't eat.
Right, okay. Where did she sell it?
Down this town.
Were there markets or...?
No, just to shops.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
You know, and she sold it cheaper than they could buy it anywhere else. So,
yeah.
So they bought things for her. Every post was a winning post, you know. People did a lot of those things in the war days. They made a dollar here wherever they could. And she, you know... get a lot of things from her garden, put them in the basket, take a walk down the street and sell them to the shops.
What was Toowoomba like in the war days generally?
It was a lovely town to live in, but it was very cold.
Yeah.
No, and we went to the state school, and then the nuns found out when I went to learn music that we were Catholics, and next we were at state school on Friday and the convent on Monday.
How was Toowoomba affected by the war? What did you do during the war when Basil wasn't there?
Well, Uncle Andrew was there, and he was the mum's elder brother.
Yeah.
So, and Mum worked for him, so we had our own income, and she walked down to work every morning and back. And, it's just a normal family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yalmer and Donald.
So she was working for Andrew in Toowoomba, not the chemist. So I think the chemist was Brisbane.
Yeah.
Mm,
Andrew and then she was travelling for
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was the Stewart's clothing place.
Yeah.
Mm.
And what was Basil doing when he came back from the war?
He went into real estate.
Back into real estate.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Into Toowoomba.
Yeah. He had an office, and Mum worked in the with him.
Okay.
Wasn't terribly successful, but it made a living. He could have made a better living if he worked at it. He'd take a client out to visit a property and sell it to him, then they'd go back to the hotel to celebrate, and that was the end of the day. But anyway, it kept us going.
Just out of curiosity, do you know if Basil's job would have changed to selling properties with like acreage? Because in Brisbane he would have just been working with suburban houses. Mm. And did he have to sell big properties when he moved out, when you moved out to Toowoomba, or was it just within the village?
I don't know, it was too little.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Mm. So what did you do?